Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand and praise. Amen. We want to go to the King. We want to go to the King.
Yes.
And that's what it said. Take me to the King.
Yes.
And we want to go to the King of glory because Jesus is King of glory. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. There's no King beside him. There's no King like him. There's no King that can defeat him. Amen.
Amen.
So So we serve the greatest King, amen. And so I just want to thank God this morning that we serve the greatest King, amen. Yeah. Hey, let's have a word of prayer, amen, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to be glad because this is the day, amen. And we want to praise God for today. You know, I don't know about yesterday, but we want to praise God for today, amen. Yesterday gone, and tomorrow may never be mine, but I want to praise God today. Amen, amen. Let's give God some praise. Just give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Because God is good and his mercy endureth forever, amen. And so we want to start out. Has anyone just got a testimony this morning before we pray? Got a prayer request? Go to prayer with it. Amen. Amen. She's doubting my going. We want to pray to tell that devil to move in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's somebody else, someone else. Amen. If there's no one else, we're going to pray. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, giving praise, glory, and honor for the stripes that you took on your back that you were healed. And I thank you, Lord, for the stripes. And Father, I thank you for my sister being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command the migraine to leave in the name of Jesus. And I command health to be restored. I speak life to her and not death. And I give you praise for the life that resurrected in her right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for this day. This is a day you've made, and we come to give you thanks. We come to give glory. We come to give praise. It's because you allowed us to
line muted
anything for granted, Lord. We know, Lord, it's just by your goodness and your mercies is the reason that we're here, the reason that we stand, the reason that we live, the reason that we have our being. And we know all things that has been given by you. And so I want to thank you today, Lord, for this service, Lord, that we just come to give you honor. We come to give you word. We come to hear your word. We come to receive your word. And thank you, Lord, for being able to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Give us another song there. Amen. Praise God. We got another song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us a quick song, Sister Paige. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord.
How great is our God.
Yes, Lord. How great.
Me, how great
is our God.
With me, how great. How great.
Come on, put your hands together. Yes, Lord.
Yes. How great
is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God.
Oh,
with me,
how great is our God.
Name above.
Oh, name. Yes, Lord.
Worthy of all praise. In my heart with me, how great.
How great is our God. Amen. So I just thank God this morning that God is great. Amen. All-powerful, all-knowing. And I just want to thank him for his greatness today. And to all of you that are out there on Facebook, online this morning, I say praise the Lord to you. Amen. And may God bless and may God keep you. And may God lead you, amen, into his everlasting kingdom, amen.
Amen.
And so that's what we're looking to go to, an everlasting kingdom. It's going to be a kingdom that has no end, amen.
Amen.
Amen. No more sickness, no more crying, no more tears, no more sorrow. Hallelujah. No more dying, amen. Is that something, amen? I won't wake up with any aches in my body in the morning. My knee won't be stiff when I get up in the morning, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. My back won't be hurting when I get up in the morning. And that is a blessing within itself, amen. So I just thank God, amen. Praise God. Amen. Today, you know, we want to have a word of God today. And, you know, sometimes you sit up half the part of the night and you're trying to think. But anyway, I start just looking at what's going on in the world today. Amen. Just what's going on in the world today. And we need to look at what's going on to realize the time period that we're in. Amen.
Amen.
And realize that we are in the last days. Amen.
Amen.
And we need to start getting ready. You know, I hear Bishop Jake said, get ready, because these are the last days, amen. The time is drawing near, amen. Time is coming to an end. And all those who are not saved, it's time for you to get saved, amen. All you that are backslidden, it's time for you to turn back around and get it back right again and get back in line with Jesus again, because you don't know exactly what time it's going to be, amen. They said, no man knows the day or the hour, but we know there's a time period. He gave us signs and things that we can look at, that we can see, to let us know when that time was going to be. And the things that we see right now, we can see that we're in that time, amen. We're in the time of wars and rumors of war. We're in the time of famine. We're in the time of pestilence. We're in the times of earthquakes, amen. Praise God. We're in times of hatred, amen. Praise God. We're in time of racism, amen. We have all these things going on. We're in the time that we call it our government is trying to bring deception upon the people, trying to control the people, amen. With a time of tyranny, amen, where the government wants to control the people and the government wants to become God rather than let God be God, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But there's no God greater than our God, amen. We got to know the government that the government is not God, amen. Our God can't be seen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And nothing escapes God's eye, amen. And so, in through all of that, you know, Jesus spoke and said, as it was in the day of Lot and his wife, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
As it was
in
the day of Lot and his wife, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. And so when we look at, it says, as and so shall it be. Y'all excuse my Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all excuse the Facebook page, but we're going to get back to it. Yes. As it was in the day of Lot and his wife, so shall it be. Amen.
Amen.
And when we look at the as is in the past. Amen. And so, it's in the future, amen.
Amen.
And so, in order to know what's going to be in the future, you can always look back at the past, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at your past, and your past sometimes can tell you what the future is going to be, amen. And so, Jesus said, as it was in the day of Lot and his wife, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. Now, when we look at the past of Lot and his wife, we can see what time it was back in that time. We can see the times, amen, of Lot and his wife. We can see what was going on in that time, amen. We can see men loving men and women loving women, amen, we can see that those things were going on back in the time of Lot, amen. And because we can see today that those things are happening here in our country today, that's let us know how close it is, amen. Because if I look back and see why God did something back then I know why God is going to do something now, amen.
Amen.
See, God comes because when too much sin, it gets to where he can't stand, and then God moves his hand, amen. God moves his hand and he comes down and he does something about the sin that's going on in the world, amen. And so when we get to look at us as a nation today, how we turned away from God when we said that we were a nation of God, but now we have turned from God and we start doing the same thing that they was doing during the time of Lot and his wife, then we realize if we are doing the same thing during the time of Lot and his wife, then if God did back then, God is going to do now. Amen.
Yeah.
So then let us know we need to get ready. Amen. Amen. If you haven't got it right, you need to get it right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They came to Peter and asked Peter, well, what must I do to be saved? Then Peter said, we need to repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Come on, if you want to know what you got to do to be saved, he said the first thing you got to repent.
Amen.
You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus and receive the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Because if you realize what time it is, and God said repent for those that are righteous, God saved those that are righteous out of the devastation that he's going to put on the rest of the world, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you want to be saved from this devastation that's coming upon the world, then we need to get a hold of Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus right now, we need to start trying to find Jesus, amen? And he said, if we seek him, we'll find him, amen? If we knock, the door will be opened, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. He won't hide himself from those who seek after him, that he can save us from this untoward generation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so looking at the time of the past, as it was in the day of Lot and his wife,
yes,
so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. And so we can see right now that it's time to get it right. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And even though we walk in this time and we live in this time, but there are things that we have to do when we think about the past, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I like my message today is going to be today, don't forget.
Amen.
Come on. Least thou forget, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Least thou forget, amen. I don't
call recording is on.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want you to forget, amen. Pray, least thou forget. You so Jesus had to remind them of what happened in the past so they wouldn't forget. Amen. And so what he was saying, just as it happened then, it's going to happen now. Amen. So look at your past, amen, and can tell you what the future going to be. Amen.
Amen.
Least thou forget. That's going to be my thought today. Don't forget. Or don't forget. Least thou forget. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Go with me in your Bible, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4, amen. Verse 7 through 10. Will you read it for me, sister? Hallelujah.
For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law,
amen,
I set before you this day?
Yes.
Verse 9, only take heed to thyself, and keep thou so diligently, lest thou forget the things which thou eyes have seen, and lest that they depart from thy heart on the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons, that and they're fine, fine.
Amen. Did you miss a page?
No.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Hobart, when the Lord said to me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me in all the days that thou shalt live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
Amen. Amen. So what God is like us, you know. Now here God, Moses telling you, say, you got to teach your children so they won't forget. Amen. So what he was saying to them is that you have to remember that you was in a bad condition down in Egypt. Amen. You have to remember what was going on in Egypt. Remember they was killing the men down in Egypt like they killing the men here in the United States today. Amen. They was killing the Hebrew men back in that time. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're killing the Hebrew men in our nation today. Amen. You see, a lot of men might wonder why they're after us is because we must be the Hebrew men, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Because, you see, the same thing that was going on back then is the same thing that's going on now, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You can see abortion. Back in that time, they had abortion going on, amen. Yeah, kill the Hebrew boys, amen, and leave the women, amen. It was all about killing the Hebrew men, amen. And then here we see, even in our nation today, there seems to be an attack on the Hebrew men today. Seems like everybody's hating them, amen, for no reason, amen. Being hated without a cause, amen. The Hebrew men, amen. They haven't done anything wrong, amen. And yet they see them walking down the street. They see them doing anything. And that just a hatred for the Hebrew men is because the reason they hate the Hebrew men because they are Egyptians.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
They're the world, amen. So Moses is saying here to the people here, you need to teach your children what I did back then, amen. And so you can be convinced and glorified by the events that happened back then, because just as God did then, he's going to do it again. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so let us not be afraid of the things that's going on, because if we are in Jesus Christ, amen, then just as God delivered the Hebrew people out of Egypt, he's going to deliver us out of this situation. So let's not be afraid about what's going on. All that's letting us know that Jesus is soon to come. He's ready to gather his people, and he's going to bring them out again, amen. And just as we went in, he's going to bring us out. Let's not forget about how God did it then. Come on. Yeah, we can see how God did it then. We know that God is going to do it the same way again, because we can look at the past and determine what God is going to do in the future.
Amen.
And so let's not get into fear in our heart about the things that are going on in the world, because we know what? If God delivered Israel as he did in Egypt, amen, so shall he do in our time. Amen. So don't forget about how God brought them out, amen. Don't forget about how God brought them out with an outstretched hand. Don't forget about how he took down Pharaoh. Don't forget about that, amen. Don't forget about the plague that was upon the Egyptians, amen. And even though the plague was upon the Egyptians, there was no plague upon the children of God. Don't forget about how God did it then. If you can just remember how God did it then you will know how God is going to do it now. That let us know we're going to be delivered, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we're going to be delivered, because as he did it in the past,
yes,
so shall he do it in the future.
Yes.
So never forget about your past.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come
on. Don't forget about your past victories, amen.
Yes,
the victories that you had in the past, you know, God will just bring you through that. So when you get to this, amen, you'll know if he did that, then he'll do this. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
He'll do this, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I can't forget about my past, amen. Hallelujah. See, I can remember, amen. I can remember living in a house, amen. I had a hole right over the over my bed, amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Had a hole over my bed, but it never leaked in it. I could look up and see the moon, amen. Sit laying in the bed with a hole right over my bed and see the moon that night. So I can't forget about my past, amen.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Hallelujah.
Because if I remember how God brought me through that, how God, how I had a hole over my bed and it never rained in it. If God can do that, amen, he can do this, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all with me today, amen?
Amen?
I'm talking about how God brought you through, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I can go back and remember when I used to go to school, the lunch wasn't but a quarter. And we didn't even have a quarter to eat lunch. But thank God there were some ladies. I'm going to call their name because I know they're going on. But I thank God for Miss Griggs and Miss Sawyer, amen, who was over the lunchroom. I would just go through the line with my plate, amen. They knew I didn't have my quarter for my lunch, and they would just pass me on by, amen. I'm talking about if God did it, did. Come on, look how God fed me, did. If God fed me, then he's going to feed me now, amen.
Yeah.
So whenever everything in the world gets scarce, I'm still going to look at my past and start, see what God did back then, and then I know what God's going to do now, amen.
Yeah.
That's why you ought to give praise to God. When you go through your struggles and you go through your times, don't forget about your past.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
Don't forget about how God brought you through this. And if God brought you through this, he'll bring you through now. And so don't let the devil get you all upset about what's going on. If God delivers Egypt, Israel out of Egypt, he's going to deliver us out of this wicked world. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I come to say I want you to be encouraged, amen, today.
Yes.
Because the things that you went through in your past, God was just getting you ready for your future.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't remember what God did for you back then, you won't have no courage to face what you're facing now.
Yes, amen.
Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
See, some of us going through struggles now, see, God just getting you ready for your future, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you face the enemy in the future, you can look back at your past and say, he brought me through that, amen.
Amen.
He'll bring me through this, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, don't forget. Don't forget about how I brought each of you. Tell your children how God brought you through, amen. Tell your children what God brought you from. Tell the children about how God brought you out when you didn't have nothing. Tell your children when you was broke, amen, God made a way for you, amen. Tell your children, amen, when you didn't have nowhere to live, God found you a place to live. Tell your children about that so you can encourage them so when they face the same situation, amen, they'll know that if God brought mama through, he'll bring me through. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Moses said, tell your children, amen, and teach them. I don't want you to forget. Always have in remembrance so when they face their enemy, they'll know that God is with them. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Tell it to your children that when they get to facing their trials and their tribulation, they can look back and see how God brought the parents through. Hallelujah. Then they can realize that God will bring them through. Amen. Tell your children, to teach them so they won't forget it. Amen. Teach them so they won't forget the great deliverance that when I brought them out of Egypt and took them to the promised land, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them how God, what God did in Egypt, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to look back in the days that you wasn't saved and how God brought you through.
Amen.
Come on, you wasn't saved and he brought you through, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You took an overdose and God brought you through, amen. Come on, y'all, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. You flipped your car. And God brought you through it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, you got to look back at your past. Come on, brother. So I got to look at that, back at my past, how God brought me through. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. The time that I didn't have no money, but somehow some money came. Amen. The time I didn't know how I was going to school, but somehow, come on, hallelujah. God brought me through it. Amen.
Amen.
The time when I didn't have nothing. Amen. And somehow God allowed me to get something, amen. So I can praise God. Now, even though, you know, God has blessed us, you know, we don't live in an old house no more with a tin roof and all that. I would like to have me a tin roof because it sounds good when it rains. Praise God. Amen. Even though we may not be back there in the shotgun house, amen. We may not be pitching cotton no more, amen. Hallelujah. And even though we were back in that time, but nevertheless, God brought us out of it, amen, and brought us into a glorious place, amen. God brought us out of sin, amen, into a glorious place, amen. He put us in another place. So he said, when you get things get tough and hard there, don't forget about where I brought you from.
Amen.
Come on, we got a reason to praise God today.
Amen.
Come on, people got a reason to praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You just look. All you got to do is look back and don't forget about the things that God brought you through.
Yes.
All you got to do is look back and see how you overcame some things that you needed to overcome. Amen. How you got through things that you needed to get through. Amen. And see, every time you look back, you ought to be able to lift your hand to God and praise God, and you can say, "Oh, how I got over." Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then we sing the song, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side."
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be encouraged because I didn't forget my past. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. I want to say things are better now than it was back then. So, but God brought me through it then, amen. And so even if God brought me through it then, that means if the same circumstance come again, amen, I can still make it. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on. I lived off a little then, amen, and God caused me to make it. And whatever's happening now, it lets me know I can live off a small bit now, amen. And so whatever the devil takes from me, it's not going to bother me because I know that God's going to bring me through it, amen.
Amen.
I got some evidence behind me, amen. You see, you got to go back and look at your evidence. Your evidence is that he brought me through, amen.
Amen.
Come on, your testimony that he brought me through it, amen.
Amen.
Come on, your testimony is if he brought me through the cancer scene, amen, he'll bring me through this scene, amen.
Amen.
So that's your testimony.
Amen.
That's why we should never forget where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, teach that to your children, amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said, be careful never to forget what you've seen the Lord do. Huh? So when I face my trials, I won't forget it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can always remind myself, amen, when I'm facing something, I can say it is just a test. You know, it's just a test.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With the stuff we're facing now, we're going to say it's just a test.
Yes.
God is testing your faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's testing your faith, amen.
Yeah.
Through all the things that's going on now, to the saints of God, it's just a test, amen.
Yeah.
To the world, it might look like destruction, amen. But to the saints of God, we know something good is getting ready to happen to us. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Jesus said, when you see all these things come to pass, look up for your redemption brought nigh. Come on, the saints ought to be praising God right now. Because they know that something great is getting ready to take place, amen. They realize they're getting ready to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, amen. They know God's going to deliver them out of this. God's going to deliver them out of that. And because we understand and know that bad things always happen before good things take place.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Normally it always gets worse before it gets better, amen. But when it gets to the end of the worst, then the good comes. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When it gets to its worst, then that's when the end comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're going down as far as you can go, and Jesus said the way up was down. When you hit rock bottom, amen, and you can't go no further, there's nothing but up from that point on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, I said God's getting ready to raise us up. Come on, he said when you fall down, he'll raise you up again. Amen.
Yeah.
A righteous man can fall 7 times and bounce right back up again to perfection. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, if I fall, don't laugh at me because I fall, because I'm going to rise. Amen. Come on, amen. Praise God. Don't laugh at me because I fall. I'm going to rise, amen, because what? God is the lifter up of my head, amen, and he raised me up when I go down, amen. And so when I go down, he's going to raise me back up. Just as the Bible said, we don't have to worry about going down to see where Jesus is at no more. We don't have to go up in the sky. But what says thee? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and even in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, amen. The faith that we preach, you see, is we look back at the past and see what God did in the past. We have faith in God, what he did in the past, and because of what God did in the past, we have faith that he'll do it in the future because he's the same.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever he's done in the past, he does in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. If he delivered Israel out of Egypt, amen, in the past, he's going to deliver us out of the world today. Amen.
Amen.
So I can't forget about that stuff because that stuff in the past is my faith. What do you mean that stuff in the past is my faith? Because I already know that happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. I don't have to wonder if it happened. I can look back and see that it happened. Amen. That's why I don't forget my past. Amen. Because I already know he brought me through that. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. I don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that he'll bring me out. Amen. I don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that he'll bring me from being poor to bring me into a blessing, amen, because he's already done that, amen.
Amen.
And so we need to look back and see the thing that Jesus did for us in the past to realize that if he did it in the past, he's going to do it now. Don't forget about the things he did for you in the past because that's part of your victory in your future.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Come on, I'm talking about victory in my future, amen.
Amen.
I look back at my past and see the victory in my future, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I look back and see where he brought me from, amen.
Yeah.
I look back and see how he turned me around one day, amen. Somebody said he set my foot on solid ground, amen. I look at those things that took place. And this is why when we read the word of God, we go back in the past and see the things that God did in the past for Israel. And then God said, the same as I did for Israel in that day, I'll do those same things for you today because I'm the same God, amen. There is only one God, amen.
Right, amen.
There ain't no three gods, there's one God. He couldn't be the same yesterday, the same today, and forevermore if he was a different person.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
How can Jesus say, I was back there with Abraham, and then be somebody different in the New Testament?
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Must have been the same guy. Amen. Same guy working for you. Amen.
Amen.
The same guy that delivered Abraham out of his troubles. The same God that delivered Jacob out of his troubles, amen. The same God that delivered David, amen, from the hands of Israel and from the hands of Saul. Same God, amen. Praise God. Same God that stopped the sun. The sun stopped in place until Joshua got through fighting the battle. Same God, amen. Praise God. Same God that opened up the Red Sea and caused them to go through on dry land. Same God that caused them to cross the Jordan. Amen. Praise God. They went down into the Jordan, and the Jordan backed up. Amen. I'm talking about the same God that did those things in the past. He's the same God today, amen, that'll do the same thing today. Praise God. Same God that fed that took 4 loaves of bread and 3 fish, amen, and fed a multitude of people. Same God that did that. Same God that opened up the blind eyes and caused them to see. Same God that caused the lame to walk, amen, and the dumb to talk. Same God that delivered the man from the hands of demons. And it's the same God did that back then. I remember that so I can have that in memory to realize that when I get in any of those conditions, the same God would deliver me today.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm talking about the same God. Amen.
God.
I don't want to forget the past. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Same God.
Yes.
Same God that brought me through a car wreck, amen.
Yes.
Could have been dead, but God saved me, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If he saved me from that, he'll save me from this.
Yes.
Amen. Whatever the world sins against me, same God can save me, amen.
Amen.
Come on, don't forget about it, amen.
Don't forget.
Are y'all with me today, amen?
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, amen. Praise God. I'm talking about the same God. I don't want you to forget today, amen.
Amen.
I want you to stop murmuring and complaining about it. Because the same God that's taking you through now, he's just getting you ready for something else. Come on, y'all. Amen? Come on. Praise God. You see, you would have never known God could do what he did if he hadn't took you through what he took you through.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. If you had never faced what you faced, you would have never known you could overcome it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God was teaching you something then, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying you, amen.
Yes.
He was trying to see whether or not, are you still going to believe me?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going to believe me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe I can do it? You know, when one man came to Jesus and said, Lord, will you heal me? Do you believe I can do it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's all about the faith, amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that he can do it? You see, the woman came to Jesus because she had heard about Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And she had heard about Jesus was delivering folks, amen. And because of what they had told her and things that Jesus did in the past, she decided that she would try Jesus to see what he do it in the future.
Yes, amen.
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 Praise God. She wanted to know, well, if he did that for the blind man, and if he did that for the crippled man, and if he did that for the demon possessed, amen. And if he could open up a Red Sea, amen. If he can stop a river from flowing, amen. If he can cause rain to be shut up and then cause it to pour out. If the same God could do that, he did that in the past. So let me go see, will Jesus do that for me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to try Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
I say you need to try him out, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You go back and read what he did in the past, and then you realize what he can do in the future. So whenever you face your trial or your test, you will realize that what? He did that in the past, and he'll do it in my future.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, at least you forget. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter, what did I say, chapter 8? Start at verse 11.
Be aware that thou forget not the Lord thy God.
Is it? Oh, forget the Lord thy God. Now, you know, a lot of us sometimes, as soon as we get a little something, we forget about God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you was poor, and God gave you a little money. All of a sudden, now you think you somebody. You got your new car down, new house. I mean, you was praising God when you had that raggedy house. That shotgun house, you know, you can shoot straight through it. When you're living in the shotgun house, you was all right.
Mm-hmm.
When you're living in no house that didn't have no walls in it, you know, we had plastic paper on the walls. That was your sheetrock, amen. When you was living back there, you know. And the good thing about it, God brought us through that, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hey, when we didn't have air conditioning, God brought us through, amen. When we didn't have central heat, God still kept us warm, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
When we didn't have no money, God, we still had plenty of food, amen.
Yes.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. What a mighty God we serve, amen.
Yes.
Even when they thought they had us down, you know, they didn't want us to read, and we still made it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the devil can't hold you down, amen. Come on, I said, Jesus will set you free, amen.
Yes.
He'll bring you through out of any condition that you're in.
Yes.
If you put your trust and your faith in him, amen. It don't matter what you're going through. See, I've already been through the plaster on the wall scene, amen. I've already been through the rooftop, looked like it was going to leak, but it didn't leak, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I've already been through, amen. We didn't have no money, but we always had something to eat, amen.
Yeah.
I've been through the scene where I had 3 pair of overalls and a pair of buddies and a pair of shoes, amen. You know, I'm talking about them buddies, some $5 shoes. There wasn't no Converse. We had Converse, where all this Nike and all that stuff back then. It was either Converse or Buddies back then. And Converse cost about $20 back then, but we didn't have $20 to buy Converse, amen?
Amen.
But nevertheless, them Buddies did just as good. God brought me through it, amen. Hallelujah. God brought me through that where I don't have to wear the Buddies no more. If I want to wear Converse, I can wear Converse. If I want to wear Nikes, I can wear some Nikes, amen. If I want to wear some Skeeters or whatever they call it. If I want to wear those things, some Air Jordans or whatever, if I want to wear that, I can wear that, amen. But you know, I'm all right because I know God brought me from wearing buddies to wear Nikes, amen. So God done brought me away, amen. But even if I get back to the place where I have to wear the brothers, amen, it's still all right with me because I know if I get back there, I can remember that he delivered me one time from that. And if he delivered me one time from that, God will deliver me again.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen. Don't let the devil beat you down, amen. The devil always want to beat us down, amen, to tell us what we can't do and tell us what we can't have and tell us what he going to do to us. He can't do no more to you than what God allows him.
Amen.
He's on a leash himself.
That's right. There is.
Well, I said the devil got a chain. He can't go no further than God let him go. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't worry about the devil biting you because God got him on a chain.
Yes.
He had to come get permission to do anything. Because he got a God too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil got a God too. God is his God also.
Amen.
And he has to bow down. Praise God.
Amen.
And so we don't need to be afraid of the devil anymore, amen. Hallelujah.
No.
Because if God crushed his head one time, God will crush his head again. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on. I said Jesus has already defeated that rascal. Amen. His head has already been crushed. He's been mashed. Amen. And all of his stuff has been destroyed. And he left with nothing. He's just an unemployed angel.
Amen.
Come on. He's unemployed. Amen.
Yes,
he ain't got no job. So that's why he come around messing with you because he's out of a job. He begging. He messed up and tried to get bigger than God and got kicked out. Lost his job. Praise God, amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that the job we're going to get whenever we get to the final place there, that he can't kick us out and nobody else can take our place? Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Praise God, because our inheritance is an everlasting inheritance.
Amen.
We can't be kicked out once you get in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I just want to praise God for that, amen. Because I know I got the victory in Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Because I look back at the past and I saw Jesus went down and got up and rose like a mighty God. That was my victory right there. That's why you can't forget the past, amen.
Amen.
Because that was something maybe 2,000 years ago that he did it. That's in the past. But I always got to keep remembrance of what took place in the past and remind myself of the victory that he got for me. And so whatever I'm facing my circumstance, I can always look back to my past and see the victory in my future.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. What did he say? Don't forget that. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Read on.
Not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verse 12.
He said, don't forget. Now, this is the part we got to do right here. You can't forget not to keep his commandments and his statutes.
And
his judgment and his statutes. And see, where most people mess up at, they remember the past, but they don't take notice in the thing that they have to do in order to be partakers of this.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody, they come in and accept Jesus as their Savior. They accept him, but then they won't do what he tells them to do.
Mm-hmm.
They come before me as my people. They hear the word, and they bring everybody else to hear the same word, but they won't do it. They come to church every Sunday. And Friday night they're at the club. Saturday night they're at the club. And Sunday morning they tell you come to church. And all y'all was at the club on Saturday night, but they tell you come to hear the word of God on Sunday. And then they come to church sometime. Well, I need to leave that church and go to another church. Well, you were sitting at this church, you were sitting at that church too.
Amen.
So if the word didn't do you no good here, it's not doing you no good there because you're doing the same thing over there that you was doing over here. So what's the difference? See, don't forget about the past. Those that did wickedly, they were destroyed of the destroyer. That's in the past too. Solomon was destroyed, wasn't it? And everybody that didn't come out when God told them to come out, they got destroyed.
Amen.
And God said, come out of her, my people. Come on out of the world, my people. Separate yourself. Because I'm going to destroy the world after a while. If you're still in the world, you're going to be destroyed along with the world.
Amen.
It wasn't that I didn't want to save you, but you didn't come out when I called you.
Right. Amen.
I mean, you can't forget about that part either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to remember the victory part.
Amen.
But we don't like to remember the destruction part.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So you can't forget about he destroyed Sodom too,
mm-hmm.
as it was. So points to the future.
Amen.
As point to the past. So points to the future, amen. And just like he did it then, he's going to do it to you now if you don't repent.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Listen, thou hast eaten in a full and have built good houses and dwell therein. 13. And when thou herd and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold and multiply, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God.
Oh, my goodness.
Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of
bondage. Amen. He said, don't forget about God now when you get into your goodly houses and you get all your stuff. You know how a lot of people, as soon as they got stuff, they was nice, humble people as long as they didn't have nothing. But as soon as they got $100 in their pocket, they went running with it, trying to be somebody, and didn't realize they was already somebody without trying to do all of those things. See, that's what happened a lot of times. People don't realize forget about where they came from. And as soon as God bless them, then they want to act crazy with the blessing, amen. They want to stomp on everybody, run over everybody. But don't forget, see, you got to always remember where you came from. And a lot of us like that too, you know. We was in sin, and as soon as we get saved, we want to knock down everybody else that's unsaved. Well, you got to remember you was back there too, don't you?
Amen.
If God had mercy on you when you wasn't saved, can't you have mercy on somebody else that ain't saved?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So you forgot about where you came from, amen. Huh? And so you remember how you was in the club back in the day. You remember how you popped. You remember your short dresses and your mini skirts. You remember all that stuff. And now because you got saved, you want to talk about everybody else that way I want. And don't realize you're talking, see, you'd have forgot about where you came from, amen. Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
Come on, you put folks down now because you're saved. You forgot about that at one time you was unsaved, amen.
Amen.
You forgot about how you used to dress, amen. You forgot about how you used to act, amen. Praise God. Amen. See, you can't forget about that stuff, amen. See, you're looking back to see where you came from. If God had mercy on you until you got to the place that you are, why can't you have mercy on somebody else until they get to where you are?
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, say, have some mercy. Amen.
Right.
Because God showed mercy on you. Amen.
Amen.
You'd have forgot about the mercy that God showed you. Amen. You should have been dead long time ago. Amen.
Amen.
They should have killed you like a dog on the street.
Yeah.
And you just got back. If it had not been for God on your side, you would have got killed that night. When they shot around the corner there, you would have got shot. But God didn't let the bullet hit you, amen. Went right over your head. Come on, y'all, amen. We forget about that.
Amen.
We forget about praising God sometimes. You know you should have been dead.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And now you don't want to be a merciful person. All that stuff you did. You'd have forgot about it, hadn't you? Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
I said, at least you forget. Amen.
Amen.
Just because you get a little something, don't forget it.
Amen.
Mark chapter 6. I want to show you something like that. What I said, Mark 6 and 52. Because we don't want to forget, you know. Because, you see, now you're in the storm. Now we're in a storm right now. Come on. And the Antichrist is getting ready to come. He's getting ready to show his head. Amen. Amen. 666 is about ready. They're getting rid of the money now. I went to the store the other day, and they said, you can't cash that note with $20. Then I don't have no change to give you because the Federal Reserve don't give us no money anymore. No change. Amen. And so you got to play with a card now. Amen. That's just leading up to the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen.
Amen.
Leading up to this last end of this age where you won't be able to buy. You won't be able to sell unless you got a mark in your hand. Amen. Come on, I'm saying it's getting close. Amen. It's closer than you think. Amen. And they're going to use, they're using this virus and everything to be able to do those kind of things. And while we hollering virus, virus, they setting up the mark.
Yes, they are.
Mark chapter 6 and 52. If y'all know this story here in Mark chapter 6. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 6 and 52. Let me find it. Oh, here it is. Amen. Praise God.
But they consider not the miracles of the loaves, but their heart was hardened.
Amen. They consider not the what?
The miracles of the loaves.
The miracles of the loaves. For their heart was hard. They did, now y'all know about this story here. This story was when they was in the storm, amen. The disciples were in the storm. They was on the boat. They was in the storm. And in the storm, the boat got to be rocking and got to taking on water. And they was afraid. And while they was in fear of the storm, they said Jesus came walking in the midst of the storm. They was in the storm, but they didn't realize what was causing the storm. Because as soon as Jesus got on the boat, it didn't say Jesus rebuked the winds. He didn't say Jesus rebuked the waves, did he? He said as soon as Jesus got on board, the storm calmed. See, they was in a test here. See, a lot of us in tests, we're in a test right now. The storms of life is raging right now, you know. It's not really a storm, but the only reason it's a storm is because you're not considering Jesus. Come on. The reason you have such a big problem is because you haven't, what did they say? They didn't consider the loaves and fishes, amen. You see, Jesus did a miracle in the past, amen, when he fed the multitude with four loaves of bread, three fish and four loaves of bread. Amen. He fed the multitude with that, amen. But even with the multitude that he fed them with, amen, 5,000 men, not including women and children.
That's right.
And then when he got through passing out, they still had some left.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. They had some left. And so when Jesus was, while Jesus was in this storm here, and then they began to get afraid, and he gets on the boat and he said, you didn't consider what?
Miracle.
You didn't consider the miracles of the loaves. Now, they remember that it had happened. They remember that it had took place. They remember the miracle Jesus did back in that time. But now they're facing a storm, but they didn't consider the miracle that Jesus had did in the past. Hakara mahasa. They didn't consider the miracle that was done in the past, amen. It's not that they didn't see it, but they didn't remember it, amen. They forgot. So Jesus was saying, how could you get into fear if you had remembered the loaves and fishes, amen? And just as I took care of your problem then, if you had considered that I could do these things then, you should have considered that I can do those things now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. So that their problem was that they didn't remember at that time the miracles of the loaves and fishes. Mm-hmm. And that is why they got tormented. And that's why they was tormented in the storm.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
The reason you were tormented in your storm is because you haven't remembered the things that Jesus did in your past.
Yeah.
You'd have forgot about, You forgot about some of those things he did in your past. And so now you allow this little storm that's coming in your life to torment you. If you realize that if he did that, he can do this also. Amen? See, they didn't consider it. They forgot about it. Every time you get in your storm and you get all bent out of shape about it, it must be that you haven't remembered something.
Yes.
If you're being tormented by what's going on, you must not have remembered something that Jesus did in the past.
Yes.
You see, your storm would be calm. You would be as calm, what do they say? You're calm as a cucumber. But anyway, you would be calm right now. Yeah, you would be real calm right now, regardless to whatever going on in the world now. You would be calm in this storm because you would know no evil going to come nigh my dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but none of these things going to come nigh me. No evil going to come my dwelling. See, that's how you calm in the midst of the storm, when you can remember the things that he did in the past, because they was upset in the storm is because they hadn't considered what Jesus did in the past. Are you with me here? Amen. I want to know if you're upset in this storm. And if you're upset in the storm that's going on, have you considered what Jesus did for you in your past? Have you forgotten, in a way? And if he brought you through, if he brought them through that, or if he brought you through that, he's going to bring us through this, amen.
Amen.
Come on, are y'all with me today?
With you.
He's going to bring you through this, amen.
Amen.
So let us not get worried in the midst of this storm. What did they say? They considered. He asked them, had they considered the loaves and the fishes?
They considered not the miracle of the loaves.
They didn't consider the miracle that Jesus had already done. Because if they had considered that miracle, the storm wouldn't have been a problem to them.
Amen.
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 Come on. There's one way today if you want your storm to be calmed, amen. If you don't know Jesus today, you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. And you need to pray, Lord, I repent of my sin. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart and live in me. Come and live in me and guide me and lead me in your truth. And I confess with my mouth that I'm saved because I've asked you to come in, and I know you're going to do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. If there's somebody you know you need some prayer today, you can dial us at 817-614-4505. You can call us today. If you decide you want to be saved, you decide you need some prayer, call us here at Care Church. And I thank y'all for listening in on Facebook. And I will see y'all next week at the same time, same station, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Give us a song. Somebody said something? Amen. God bless you.
I worship.
Don't take it wrong.
I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Amen. Amen.
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is.
That tuned in, everybody that called in to hear Care Church on a Sunday morning with our very own Bishop Mac Page. We'll see y'all next Sunday, same time, 11 o'clock a.m. Praise God, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for each and every one of you from California to New Jersey to thank you for joining us today. And we're going to leave you with them just a nobody off the Black Prince of Preachers. Y'all have a blessed day. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot.
but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got, so whether leave nothing to me. I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody
what can he do?
Who can save anybody. If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour, but I'm on that empire. It ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne. And leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody
what?
Who can save anybody. Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Recording is off.